Most psalms are written by King David, and Psalm 46 is one of the psalms of the sons of Korah, which was a priestly tribe of the Levitical line. They were known for their psalms of celebration, celebrating God's presence in Zion, God's presence in the temple, God's presence in the city of God, Jerusalem, and God's presence among God's people. This particular song is a celebration of Jerusalem being able to withstand and survive a siege. The Assyrian army surrounded Jerusalem and were threatening them. The Assyrian army, the Assyrians are the ones who invented crucifixion. They were a cruel, violent people. And so Jerusalem knew what was on the other side of those walls. But they were cut off from the outside for weeks and months on end. We don't know all the details, but Hezekiah, the king, remembered, or they strategized, that there was a spring going into Jerusalem called the Gihon Spring. And so Hezekiah had a tunnel dug to access this spring. And I have a friend that actually has been to that tunnel. You can visit that tunnel today. Wow. And you can see where the people drew their water to sustain them so they wouldn't have to starve to death or be dehydrated to death. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. There is this external anxiety, this external threat, and Hezekiah and the people underneath his care gain access internally. They go subterranean to find their sustenance and to find the support that they need to outlive this tragedy. The psalmist invites us to be still and know that God is God. The word "be still" here is relax in Hebrew. To take a moment to find that quiet space, to enter that liminality that might be before us, to access a deeper place. I remember as a kid singing "Deep and Wide," deep and wide. There is a fountain flowing deep and wide. There's a couple, where did I put that? Oh, it's right in my hand. There's a couple of references actually in many traditions to this subterranean water system. Of course, we know Jesus who meets the woman at the well, and she wants access to this water of life. And Jesus actually says that it will, for those who receive the Spirit, in them will gush forth a spring of life. St. Augustine, in his exposition of Psalm 46, identifies the river's streams with the Holy Spirit, who sanctifies the soul. Meister Eckhart, in his sermon, speaks of the Spirit as a rapid river that divinizes us. Clearly an inner flow image tied to Psalm 46. The Jewish mystic, Zohar, of the Kabbalah tradition, says, "There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God." Through the lens of this divine flow, the river is a supernatural outflow, and the streams are channels that carry blessing to the people of God. And the Sufi mystic, Rumi, while not commenting on Psalm 46 specifically, repeatedly uses this inner river imagery. In the poem Moving Water, he writes, "When you do things from your soul, you feel a river moving in you, a joy." He urges us to ask the way to the spring so that we too would excavate what is already present. Howard Thurman says, "How good it is to center down, to sit quietly and see one's self pass by. The streets of our minds seethe with endless traffic. Our spirits resound with clashings, with noisy silences, while something deep within hungers and thirsts for the still moment and the resting lull. With full intensity we seek, ere the quiet passes, a fresh sense of order in our living, a direction, a strong, sure purpose that will structure our confusion and bring meaning in our chaos. We look at ourselves in this waiting moment, the kinds of people we are. The questions persist. What are we doing with our lives? What are the motives that order our days? What is the end of our doings? Where are we trying to go? Where do we put emphasis, and where are our values focused? For what end do we make sacrifices? Where is my treasure? And what do I love most in life? What do I hate most in life? And what to what am I true?" Over and over the questions beat upon the waiting moment as we listen, floating up through all the jangling echoes of our turbulence, there is a sound of another kind, a deeper note, which only the stillness of the heart makes clear. It moves directly to the core of our being. Our questions are answered, our spirits refreshed, and we move back into the traffic of our daily round with the peace of the eternal in our step. How good it is to center down.